You're listening to SBS News.
Turkey's offensive in Syria is now in its second week, with the operation triggered by the withdrawal of US troops. US President Donald Trump says he stands by his decision, rejecting suggestions he encouraged Turkey's operation by abandoning the Syrian Kurdish fighters who fought alongside the US against IS. He says the US has no stake in the issue and added that he now has a different view of the Kurds.
Syria doesn't want Turkey to take its land. I can understand that. But what does that have to do with the United States of America if they're fighting over Syria's land? Are we supposed to fight a NATO member in order that Syria, who is not our friend, keeps their land? I don't think so. The thing that's common is that everybody hates ISIS. Now, the PKK, which is a part of the Kurds, as you know, is probably worse at terror and more of a terrorist threat in many ways than ISIS.
Mr. Trump says the U.S. should not be expected to be a policing agent.
We're supposed to be there for 30 days. We stayed for 10 years. And it's time for us to come home. We're not a policing agent. And it's time for us to come home. But we're working with Turkey. We're working with talking to everybody in the area. Whatever we can do to keep it stable or stabilize it as much as possible, knowing that it's possibly never going to be very stable.
That view earned condemnation from the U.S. House of Representatives. Democrats and Republicans approved the non-binding resolution to condemn the troop withdrawal in an overwhelming 354-60 vote. House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says the resolution sends an important message to President Trump.
It is critical, Mr. Speaker, that this House, the People's House, make clear to the world that President Trump's reckless actions do not carry the support of the American people. It is critical that we condemn Turkey's incursion as well, and do so in a bipartisan way. That is what this legislation will do.
The joint resolution also calls for the White House to present a plan for an enduring defeat of the IS group. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Republican Senator Lindsey Graham spearheaded the move. Ms. Pelosi says a subsequent meeting with President Donald Trump was cut short after he had what she called a meltdown.
I think that vote, the size of the vote, more than 2-1 of the Republicans voted to oppose what the president did, probably got to the president because he was shaken up by it. And that's why we couldn't continue in the meeting, because he was just not relating to the reality of it.
One of Mr. Trump's closest allies, Senator Lindsey Graham, says he cannot support Mr. Trump's decision on the troop withdrawal because he believes it will allow IS to reemerge.
It is our problem, in my view, to abandon the Kurds. They're not safer. Iran is going to move into Syria. They're going to be the biggest beneficiary of a statement like this. ISIS is going to reemerge. It will be on President Trump's watch. If he continues down this way of thinking, then Syria becomes his Iraq and then some. You know, I beg President Obama, listen to your commanders. You're going to unleash hell if you leave Iraq. President Trump's decision is going to be that bad, if not worse, because the worst thing that can happen for us is for ISIS to come back, radicalize people here in the country. That's certainly going to happen if they do reemerge.
Facing Turkey's offensive alone, the Kurdish-Syrian Democratic Forces formed a previously unthinkable alliance with the Syrian government, which has the support of US foes Russia and Iran. Syrian government forces are now returning to regions of northern Syria that they abandoned at the height of the 8-year-old civil war. Turkey's military operation has also forced the SDF to abandon some of the camps where IS fighters and supporters had been detained, with reports of prison breaks. Senator Graham says he fears Mr. Trump's latest remarks undermine the mission of the U.S. delegation traveling to Turkey.
President Trump asked President Erdogan not to do as he did it anyway. To say now is of no concern after sanctions is the ultimate mixed message. How is Pompeo and Pence supposed to end the bloodshed with this kind of thinking?
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will meet the U.S. delegation after earlier saying he wouldn't. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he and U.S. Vice President Mike Pence will push for Turkey to stop its operation.
We need to have this conversation with him directly. President felt it was important that we do this at the most senior levels of the United States government, to speak to him face to face. He needs to stop. He needs to stop the incursion into Syria. This is a complicated matter with lots of states at play, lots of non-state actors as well.
Right.
And we're working to try and find a resolution.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Security Council has issued its first statement on the issue, after meeting for the second time behind closed doors since the start of the Turkish operation. Council President Jerry Matthews Magilla says a unanimous statement was adopted by the 15-member council.
So the council expressed deep concern over the risk of the dispersion of terrorists from UN designated groups, including ISIL, and are also very concerned over the risk of a further deterioration of the humanitarian situation in Syria.
In more than a week of fighting, dozens of civilians have been killed, mostly on the Kurdish side. The UN says at least 160,000 people have been forced to flee from their homes. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.